Blog Talk Radio.
Glory and Jesus. I show my love.
Thank you.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely. 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 Surely.
Protection, God, that there weren't many lives lost, oh God.
Oh, God. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, Father God, thank you. You got it in control, God. You didn't destroy the land, the people, God. Oh, God, but you let them live. You let the waters rise, oh, God. You let the waters stand and stayed, oh, God. But you protected them, oh, God. Thank you. Oh, God, I hear that it was only a few in number. Oh, God, because your protecting power was there, oh, God. God, I pray that they trusted in you, God. All those that left, oh, God, let them come home and find peace, oh, God, in the midst of the storm. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch all the sick, oh, God, tonight, everywhere, God. I know that you're a miracle working God. And, God, you can heal. Yes, Lord God, you can heal and set free, God, and deliver, God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Lord, above all else, Lord, above all else, Lord, you can do anything but fail, Lord God. Oh, God, we love you tonight. Oh, Father God, now, Father God, touch the elderly, oh, God, that needs your help, oh, God. Oh, Father God, oh, thank you, Father God. I know you know them, God. These are your children, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's no God like our God, praise God. There's no God in heaven or earth that can do what he can, and we trust him. Trust, Father God, I ask you to look on every mother that have lost her son, oh, God, to prison walls or gun violence. Comfort and give them peace, oh, God. Everything, oh, God, you got them between a rock and a hard place. Lord, do your perfect work in their lives. Oh, God, we know you will, God. Oh, Father God, Lord, thank you, Father God. Oh, you said in everything, Lord God, to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Touch my co-host while she's out tonight, God. I pray your spirit upon her. Touch her body, God. Touch if she's working tonight, God. I haven't heard from her. God, I pray that she's well. All is well. In Jesus, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'm so glad to have you all here tonight. Have you lost a son or daughter? Have you lost a loved one to prison walls or gun violence or whatever you may be going through? God's favorites is here tonight to reach out, to help heal your hurts, praise God. We all will face some kind of hurts and trials somewhere in this life. Tribulations and hurts are known to come, but God, who is rich in mercy, who's willing to help us in every area of our lives, praise God. He will not forsake us, nor will he leave us, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. We just give thanks to him and praise to him for what he's doing. God is doing great things right now. Right now he's doing it. We can expect God to do great things right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants to give you rest from whatever you're toiling with or whatever you may be going through. Jesus is ready to give. He just wants you to run to him and fall at his feet and say, here I am. Submit yourself unto God. Oh, yes. Submit to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, our title tonight is We Are More Than Conquerors. Yes, we are. We are more than conquerors. In Jesus, we can conquer anything through Jesus Christ. Without the call, man cannot be saved. Praise God. What happens are many refusing the call. When God calls you, you must be ready to listen and to hear. And know that God is calling and say yes to his will, to your will, Lord, to your will, Lord. Praise God. And justification guarantees it will be done. He justifies things in our life when we come to him. Praise God. We're going to look at some scriptures tonight. Praise God. And the first one that we're going to go through is Proverbs chapter 1, 24. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24, and all the way to 33. And it reads as this: because I have called and you refused. See, God is calling us, but many are refusing. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught at my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity, and I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, we can look at this as the storm passes. And when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then you shall call upon me, but I will not answer. Why will he not answer? Because you have not acknowledged him. Praise God. Because God wants us to acknowledge him. You don't wait till the storm cometh. Praise God. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer, he said. They will seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge. They didn't want knowledge whenever God was trying to speak. Praise God. And did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearken unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. When we seek the Lord, praise God, God is going to keep us in the midst of every trial. Now you understand why the world is in such a turmoil and mess. Praise God. Because they are not all hearkening unto the Lord. Praise God. Man is caught up in his own wisdom instead of God's given wisdom. God's way being light, God's way is being life way. His life resteth in him, praise God. But man's way brings death. This is why we have so much calamities and Christians with no life in them. The spirit is in non-operation in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 32 said, when we read it, it said that, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and prosperity of fools shall destroy them. We can have all things that pertain to life and godliness, which Jesus paid for at the cross, providing our faith is ever in Christ and the cross. He told us to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher. Look unto the cross of Christ. We don't think about the cross anymore, but the cross is where we got to run to the cross and bow at the cross. Praise God. Bow at the foot of Jesus. You find your secret place, praise God, and you give God all the praise and you tell him all about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to 2 Peter. Praise God. 2 Peter 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. 3 through 7. And it reads as thus: according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Oh, praise God. These are some strong scriptures tonight, whereby we are given unto us exceedingly great precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, praise God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world, as I just said, through lust, praise God. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. That's what we need today in this world, the fruits of the Spirit working in our lives, and to temperance, patience. We don't have no patience, praise God. Many times I'm out about in the stores and people are so impatient, and I start paying and I just stand there and I start praying, oh Lord, give them patience. Give them patience, Lord. People need patience. And to patience, godliness. If they get godliness, patience, they'll get godliness in their life. Praise God. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity, which is love, the love of God. Praise, have love for one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 4 pertains to the word of God, which alone holds the answer to every problem. And you and I can partake of the promises. God has given us promises, and we need to know how to stand on those promises and believe God for those promises. Praise God. Whatever God, I was telling somebody this week that was not baptized in the Holy Spirit. I say whatever God has for us, we should desire it. I want all that God has for me. I don't want to leave anything out. If God say he got it for me, I want it. And that's the way we should look at things. We should not want to leave nothing out that God, because everything that God gives is good. Praise God. Everything that God gives is good. So if it's good, I want it. I want it. Praise God. I don't want to miss anything that God has for me. God said, I give good gifts unto my children. Oh, my God, and every time I hear that, and God said he give good gifts unto his children, well, God, I want it. I want more of you. I want all that I have not received from you. I want it, God. If it's speaking in tongues, if it's love, charity, for more, give me some more love for somebody else, God, because I don't want to miss the. I don't want to miss what you have for me. Praise God. I am so serious about that scripture. I try to walk in love, brotherly love. I know I miss it. I'm not perfect. I know I miss it, but I just want the love of God to reign in me, to reign in me. I want all that God has for me. I want the patience of God in me, miracle working patience in me. I just want to be patient with people, because I realize everybody's not the same. And God has loved us all with an everlasting love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go to another verse. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. And many times we want to get angry. Let me say this before I go on to the other verses. Many times we want to get angry with people and we want to blame people. But no, it's not people. It's the powers of the air, the things in the air that's coming through them. God's people are fine. Everything God made was good. We just don't understand that sometimes. Everything God made us. Everything that God made. But there are principalities according to this word, and there are powers, and there are rulers of darkness in this world that comes against us, against God, and it rides on their shoulders, and it goes with them, and it calls them to be angry, and it calls them to be upset. It calls them quarreling. These rulers of darkness causes all kind of mishappenings in this world, divorces and murders and killing. All this is not the person, it's what comes to that person. they have allowed the enemy, they have entertained something, or they have been someplace that allowed the enemy to ride on them, get into them, and to use them. Praise God. Praise God. This is good tonight. Praise God. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. Now, how many puts on the whole armor of God? If you are not a Christian, if you know somebody that they are not walking according to God's ways, then they don't know about putting on the whole armor of God. Praise God. But it says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your lung girded about with truth. And the truth is the word of God. If the word of God is not working in the people, how can you keep the enemy from riding in on them? Praise God. The enemy gonna find whoever he can that he can use. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need the word of God working in us at all time. All time, praise God. Hallelujah. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Why do we have so many murders? Because they feet are not shod with the preparation of peace. Do they would be keeping peace in the land? But the enemy is riding them. Praise God. Above all, taking on the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to stand and quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always. Well, are they praying out there in the world? No, they're having a good time. They're not praying. So the enemy going to come in. Those things out there in high places is going to ride on their backs, their shoulders, and in their hearts and minds, and have their minds all crossed up. Praise God. That's why we have to pray for them, that many will come in to know Christ. Praise God. Praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. For all saints. We got to watch for others. Oh, my God. We got to watch for when you put on the whole armor of Christ. You are ready for the battle, ready to tear down the devil's kingdom and build up God's kingdom. Praise God. Praise God. So we got to fight against these things, praise God. And we don't only fight for these things, but we got to fight for others, ourselves and others. We got to fight for our family. We got so much of warfare, what I'm trying to say. We have so much warfare to do. We have so much warfare to do. But we got to look out for the welfare of others. Think about this. This is a tremendous task that God has given us. Praise God. The welfare of others. The welfare of others. We got to pray for their soul. We got to pray for their children. We got to pray for their grandchildren, just like we ought to pray for ours. We got to pray for their husband and wives. We got to pray for the government. He told us. We got to pray for, we have so much to pray for. We have so much to pray for. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go to Psalms 24, one verse there, 24 and 8. Praise God. Psalms 24 and 8 says, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord mighty in battle will help us to fight this good fight of faith. Praise God. God has fought the battle at Calvary and the Good Shepherd, and he fought for all mankind. If God has fought for us, he told us right now, if we go into battle, he'll be in there with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will not let us fight this thing alone. Praise God. He's there for us. He's there to fight for us. He's there because he loves us, praise God, and he will not let us be alone. He will allow us to be mighty conquerors, praise God. Aren't you a conqueror tonight? I'm a conqueror because I am determined to fight the good fight of faith, praise God. I am determined that I am going to tear down Satan's kingdom no matter what it takes. I'm going to fight. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to look at another scripture then. Praise God. And see how God is our helper. Praise God. We're going to go over here to Hebrews. Praise God. Hebrews. Let me jump over here right quick in the book of Hebrews. Praise God. 13. Hebrews 13 and 6 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Here it is right here. Hebrews 13 and 6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. If God is our helper, don't fear. Don't fear. Our helper is the Holy Spirit, and there's no helper higher that has authority like our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our helper. Can you trust in the helper? Can you believe in the helper? Yes, he can do what no other man can do. No other power can do. Philippians 4 and 13 says, praise God, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You can say that too. You can stand on that scripture too. Why? Because God made you and he saw you good. He made you a conqueror. He made you a conqueror. Praise God. Praise God. I don't care what your afflictions or your problems might be. You are made to be more than a conqueror. God has plans for your life. He has plans to do you good and not harm. If these promises are there for you, all we have to do is stand on them. Praise God. He has promised he will not back down, and they are yes and not nay. That's the kind of God we serve. We must walk in the love of Christ in order to fulfill his promises and to become a conqueror. We have been chosen for that purpose. We have been chosen for that purpose. The word of God must be hidden in our hearts that we can be conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Praise God. I am more than a conqueror. I am. You ought to make that declaration every day. I'm more than a conqueror. Believe it in your heart. Get it deep down in your soul. Praise God. Praise God. I am more than a conqueror. David was a winner because he was a warrior and a conqueror. Think about it. Think about what David went through. He was a warrior, and we are supposed to be warriors. And he was a conqueror. He conquered his enemies through Christ. Praise God. And we can keep that faith and keep believing that God is going to help us too. Don't give up to the devil. Let him have his way in your life. Praise God. When we turn to other things instead of the word of God, we will and must have trials and tribulations to face. We will have them, even though we do. But when the helper is there, we know who is in the battle with us. But it is how you handle circumstances. When you keep your faith centered upon the cross of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil has many, many, many temptations to keep you from being a conqueror. He has many temptations. I could read many temptations to you to keep you from being a conqueror. Praise God. But you are made in His image to fulfill the purpose and the plans that He has for your life. Well, let's look at Daniel, chapter 6, 18 through 22. Praise God. Daniel, chapter 6, 18 through 22. And listen to this very careful. And I know that we have read it many times. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning. Man couldn't rest because, the spirit was at work with David now. Praise God. Daniel. And went in haste unto the den of lions. He rushed over there because he was restless at night and he couldn't sleep. Praise God. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, and said, King, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God. Oh, now he recognized David's God. Daniel's God. I don't know why I want to say David, but Daniel's God. He recognized Daniel's God. Because, you see, he had Daniel and the Hebrew boys thrown into the lion's den. And he was expecting for them to be burned up by now, by the time morning time came. But, hey, God didn't let him rest. When he got up and ran over there, praise God. The fire hadn't even touched them. Praise God. And let's go on. And then Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent an angel. Glory to God. I tell you tonight, God will send an angel in your behalf. God said he got 10,000 legions of angels encamped about you. He's not going to take care of you like he took care of Daniel? Of course. Praise God. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him in the sea was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Daniel had a chance to talk to this man and let him know that he has not done, he not even hurt. Don't know what you're rushing here for. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. Are we going to believe in God? Are we going to believe in God? Are we going to trust our God? You know, many a time, we just like Peter. When God told Peter to walk on the water, and he lost faith and he began to sink. That's the way most of us Christians are. But if we be a Daniel, we'll be kept from the harm of the enemy. Great example. Praise God. Are you going to trust in God all the way? All the way. And say, no harm will come nigh my dwelling. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart, my mind, and my soul. When you begin to lose faith, you're going to sink. Praise God. God will provide a way of escape. Praise God. He will provide a way of escape. And in Daniel's case, he chose the lion's mouth, and God sent an angel and protected him. What did Daniel do? He turned to his God in every situation. And this time he prayed three times a day. How is your prayer life? How is your prayer life? Are you praying and believing God for miracles, for things in your families, for things to take place, for your finances? Many things that we need to be praying for today, and we need to seek God's face for today. Praise God. You know, he said these things comes by prayer and fasting. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we pray? Will we seek God's face? Will we turn to him and trust him for everything that pertaineth to life, as he said before, life and godliness in him? It all relies in Christ. We can't go no other way. We played a song the other day. Just a little while ago. He's wider and he's deeper than anything else. Praise God. One more scripture for tonight. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 says, praise God, there has no temptation taken to you such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you are able. God will not allow you to be tempted more than he know that you can handle. Would God put you in a lion's den, or in the fiery furnace like the Hebrew boys? Would God do things to you that he know that you cannot conquer? Think about it. He only allowed things to come upon you that he know that you can get past if you're trusting in him. I don't know of anybody been put in a lion's den. I don't know of anybody been put in fire so hot. Think about it. That's because God would not permit that. Because God know you would burn up. Praise God. That is so simple, but it also so real, because we don't think about it like that. Let's continue to read this verse. He said, God said, let's go back over it. There has no temptation taken to you but such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with all temptation, with the temptation also make a way of escape. God going to make a way of escape. However you are tempted. I don't care how you are tempted. God, if you're trusting in God, he's going to make a way of escape. He may be able to bear it. God is going to make you able to bear it. That is awesome. That is awesome. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God will not let you be tempted above no more than you can stand. He's able to deliver you out of every situation. And thank God in everything that we can go through, we can thank him, because he's there to deliver. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may he give you peace. Praise God. Bless you, bless you. Don't forget, the book is out, published by Vivian Collins. You can get it from me, or you can get it on Amazon or Barnes and Nobles. You can order it from either one. Why not a woman? You need to read the book. The book is so interesting. It's the Word of God empowering you and helping you along. Why Not a Woman by Vivian Collins. Be back here with us next week, next Friday, with Minister Janice, and again with me on Sunday. Praise God. We are so glad that you're with us. Bless you now, and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.